totally distracted now because a man came in here and he's a Simpsons. Boy, you want to play a game called Quote the Simpsons. Remember that day we sat in here and I spewed out a line and Marcus would give me the next Simpsons line and he was right like it's 90% of the time?
We should do that for a game. Stump Marcus on the Simpsons.
You can't.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm in.
All right.
It's annoying. You have to go to like I forget what it was, but I was giving you the lead up to the punchline. He knew all of them. He's an encyclopedia of it. Up to season 10 or 11. Yeah. Then it's all Lisa episodes and nobody cares. That's 28 wasted years. All right. It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black and the home of love. That's right. You can get in great shape with that wife or husband of yours. As a couple, they're doing a couple special right now.
Sweatheart deal.
That's right. It's the sweatheart deal, as Brady's calling. $169 for the couple. You can train for a full month at $169, which is an unbelievable deal because you get all they offer right in front of you there, all those classes that they do, and you guys can start learning the finer elements of the Tactical Black. Their elite training system, which is fantastic. All sorts of great stuff come from that. And if you want to learn to be smarter, understand how the world works a little bit better and be a little bit more prepared for when the world throws you a pear-shaped day, well, then, gosh darn it all, you got yourself a Tactical Black right in front of you. It's amazing. You can check out their website, too, tacticalblackvault.com, for some of their merchandise that is just awesome. Belts, knives. They've got those. You saw those cases you can put your guns in or anything you want, but it's like this wooden frame.
Put a picture on it so it doesn't even look like anything.
Yeah, it looks looks like art, and then you open it, and you can have your foam guns. It's very Bondish.
Keep your jankum in there, whatever you
want. You
could
keep jankum in there. That's right.
Shots, your hooch.
Tons of shots of jankum. Your illegal hooch. Whatever you choose to put in there, that's not up to them. That's up to you, but they've got all sorts of things. So check that out, tacticalblackvault.com. And then if you want to get in great shape, Valentine's Day. What's it called, Brady?
Valentine's.
No, the special.
Oh, the sweatheart deal.
The sweatheart deal. $169 per couple. You get on that thing, and I'm guaranteeing you it's going to change your relationship for the better. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
A young woman named Alana paid Lindsay Lohan to make a cameo video for her coming out to her parents. She paid, right now you can get Lindsay on Cameo. The normal price is $400, but it's half price now. You get for $200, she'll make you a little cameo video.
Why don't you get Smokey Robinson to do it again?
Hey, Juice.
Chinooka.
What's up, Abby Chinooka? Your daughter's a dyke. Bye now. Cruising.
So Lindsay sent Alana a video saying, I know what you're about to make and take a very big step in telling your parents who you truly are and what you want them to accept you for. And I think you should do it yourself. She actually turned
Lindsay
around.
Lindsay turned
said,
it down.
Oh, man. Yeah, which was kind of cool in a way.
So she's got a surplus of booze now. She
doesn't
need the money.
She should deliver that news to your parents. You should do it.
Pipe down, Lohan. I paid the bill. Tell my mom.
What happened to her anyway?
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, didn't she move out of country? And
yeah, she was dating some
billionaire, right?
Russian guy for a while. She spent some time over there.
By the way, people are texting me right now that the dude on Channel 10 is out at the zoo, Brady, and Christy seems enamored with him. He's in great shape. He's given it us all. They've started a podcast called The Better Wild Things.
I'll sweep the leg on that son of a
Will you? I don't know. I think he's going to kick your ass. Says, uh-oh, homeboy's moving in on Brady's zoo lady. This guy's articulate. He works in television.
Yeah, well, we'll get over there when we feed the rhinos.
Zoom
we'll just loosen that gate up a little bit.
You going to let him get eaten by rhinos? He looks a little like Mark Harmon, but most of his face is covered by rhinos.
Oh, yeah.
But Christy's staring at his ass, so if you're interested.
Unbelievable.
Does that bother you?
No.
Not from a relationship standpoint, but that there's a chance that another media guy might swoop her up and do a better show?
No.
It should.
Have at it. You can't. It's impossible.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's very easy. A child could do it. The good doctor could do a better show. The good doctor and Christy feeding hippos might be more entertaining.
Last year. Hummingbird in the backyard.
Oh, boy.
Last year, you know who the highest paid federal employee was?
The highest paid federal employee?
Yeah.
Wow.
On the books or off the books?
Yeah, it depends on what you're saying. Legitimately paid?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, Fauci. Yeah, that's probably good.
$417,000.
Wow. Yeah, because Trump didn't take any money, right? So he would have gotten more than that. Like, what is it, $450 for president?
Fauci's colleague, Dr. Deborah Birx.
70% of that.
$305,000.
That's right. That's exactly right. She got less than the man doctor.
I wonder how much they got from...
What's that?
Wonder how much they got from Pfizer and everybody else, you know, so...
Yeah, that's...
Mask Pfizer people. Got $1.5 billion. Companies
but
did.
How much did Fauci get for
pushing
that? How much did Fauci get for saying
wear
a mask?
Back in August, he was... Matthew McConaughey asked Dr. Fauci if he had millions invested in the COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
Matthew, no, I got zero.
Lies.
I'm a government worker. I have a government salary. I'm barely making it.
That's right.
Now
so
$400,000.
Did his wife or friends have an investment in that he wasn't allowed to do? Because there's a way politicians end up with four mansions on their $250,000 a year. There's a reason why they're all loaded. And it's because they have the inside track on everything. None of it makes sense to me how you can be like, well, I've been a politician like Joe Biden. I've been a senator for 50 years.
$174,000.
Millions and millions of dollars later.
Nancy Pelosi will get she gets $223,000.
Well, they're saying her husband was short in stocks and everything else.
Last year
and was making big money on options and stuff.
Look, I don't blame him. I just want him to tell us. I mean, that's exactly what I'd do if I had the inside track to everything. But they all act like they're above it. Why do they make this government salary? I'm like, huh? Then why do you have six houses? I'm fine with you having them. Just tell me how.
Here's a list of some celebrities who go by a different name. Basically, they're like Congresswoman, AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Most of her close friends call her Sandy.
Yeah. So does everyone on Fox News.
Lady Gaga.
I call
if you're a buddy with her, Stephanie, because that's her real. Rihanna. I didn't know this. Her real name is Robin.
Hmm.
Lord.
Right. Well, doesn't that, why
is Ella.
So condescending?
Isn't that how they, who was doing that? That
no
was
one. You. I heard you do it.
No, it was South Park.
Randy is Lord.
Okay.
On South Park. So he's basically, I am Lord, la, la, la. And then he puts it in a mixer and it makes her music. So it turns out that's
Walken.
Her identity.
Ronnie. Ronald Walker.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
The Hollywood Reporter says live-action Harry Potter TV show is in early development at HBO Max.
All right.
Get the Quidditch ready.
There's another one.
Never watched any of them.
Yeah.
Couldn't get into it.
That's a little overrated. Although people do say that it got really dark and evil towards the end, but that's because the first few are so campy and annoying and stupid, unless you're a kid. But they grew with the audience. Like when you were 12, it was for 12-year-olds. When you were 17, it was for 17-year-olds. I happen to feel like a creepy uncle because by the third one, I'm like, how old's Hermione? Is she up there yet? Because if she's not, I'll wait for the fourth one.
Finally, Kodak Black once tweeted that he'd give $1 million to charity if Donald Trump commuted his prison sentence. He's a free man now.
Yeah. No money.
His attorney pointed out that within 5 days of getting his release, Kodak has given away $150,000.
Well, he's a little bit short there.
Yeah, he's pacing himself.
It's only been a couple days.
That's pretty good. But
sure, but it isn't what you said.
I don't know. Yeah.
Say I give $1 million, all of a sudden $100,000 looks like a drop in the bucket. I've never heard of Kodak Black before this, so how he has $1 million frustrates me. What is he, a producer?
He's a rapper.
Of course, but I mean, of what?
Well,
like, I'm supposed to know your song.
I probably can't say it on the air.
He has terrible lyrics.
Here, let me see if I can find some.
Well, I don't want to know if it's bad.
Do you play Kodak Black at some weddings?
No.
You don't really rock out the Kodak Black?
No.
I've never heard of him.
I don't know anything.
But that's okay.
Maybe I've heard a song.
How did Donald Trump hear of him? That's the question.
Kardashian.
I don't know if it was Kardashian or if it was Meek Mill was pushing. I don't know. Somebody was pushing. Another rapper was saying you got to get him out.
Oh.
But Kim Kardashian was pushing for a lot of people to get out too. So I don't know. That was
between her and Kanye, they
hate each other now. They wouldn't have been talking. They're all done.
Trump,
you got to keep
Kanye?
Up. Oh no, Kanye and Kim. Please, Brady.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Trump and Kanye.
Trump and Kanye are on the outs, too, because Kanye's had a bit of a episode.
Again?
He's had a few. You got to catch up. You've got to keep up with these Kardashians.
Yeah, you're doing the entertainment drill. What is this?
Yeah, who are you?
Thank no
you,
wonder John. It's so hard.
Thank you, John.
Trying to get a good
John
pair
Gordon
of Yeezys.
Clapped for my garbage. There should be something that helps us do that.
Well, my sources aren't telling me this.
Yesterday, I had a little nap on the couch for a few minutes and woke up to Kelly Clarkson talking to Khloe Kardashian. I'm like, my God, it's like a buffet blew up on my TV. What's going on?
Didn't Khloe drop a bunch of weight? She big again?
I thought
again?
Kelly did, too.
No. Kelly ate Katy
She's getting
Perry
bigger.
And now took her over. If you've seen Katy Perry,
no,
it looks
she's
like,
missing.
Huh? Katy Perry's missing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She said she ate her.
Oh, no, no. She took over her body by eating her. I saw a promo for the new American Idol. I'm like, Kelly Clarkson ate Katy Perry. Is trying to pass herself off as Katy Perry now. Because Katy Perry had a baby, and evidently that baby was 8 years old because it's her whole body.
It wrecked her?
It ruined it.
Oh.
It's no longer a wonderland for anybody.
Or it is a wonderland. You fit a theme park on it. Insensitive. All right, we're done. Let's get the heck out of here, shall we? We will catch you guys tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Be nice to Larry. So long.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.